Hi everyone, it's Derek from the Eye Ready podcast here, and this is my reaction to the 2-each draw against Benfica away in the Europa League last 16 leg one. Tonight's result was all about keeping it alive for next week, bringing it back to Ibrox and seeing what we can do there, and we've done that and some, I think, to be honest. It was a very, very hard fought and very good performance from the team, unlucky with the goals we conceded as well. But you've got to look on that result as very, very positive and a very steely performance from the players as well. So we made two changes from the Motherwell game. We lined up Butland, Tavernier, Goldson, Suter, Ridvan, Lundstrom, Diamande, Lawrence, Sterling, Silva and Dessers. On the subs bench we have McCrory, Kay Wright, Jack, Roof, Davis, Barisic, King, Raskin, McCausland, Yefeko, Fraser and McKinnon. So, their first half, despite largely being on the back foot and not offering that much up front, apart from our goals obviously we scored, it was an impressive and assured first half. We rode our luck on occasion, absolutely. We asked big saves of Butland and he did deliver, and we did defend very, very well. The players looked hungry, we were being physical, which was really, really good to see. Benfica definitely started off the better of the two teams. In the fourth minute, Butland with a big save after a lot of pressure and a shot at pace. We weathered some more early pressure and some corners, and we were the ones that went 1-0 up on the 7th minute. I think it might have been our first attempt at goal as well, and it was Tom Lawrence that scored. We went down the left with Silva, cuts it to Diomande on the overlap, who gets to the touchline, a lovely cross into the middle and a stunning header into the back of the net from Lawrence. Brilliant goal all round. We had another chance just after that, but it was a decent save from their keeper. 14th minute, Benfica on the break, they slide the ball on the left into our box past Tavernier. A shot from the attacker and a great save from Butland. Rebounds out to the attacker in the middle, who has a shot. It was blocked by the defender and it seems to stop dead in mid-air, and Butland regathers the ball there, so living dangerously at that point. From there, Benfica were probably, you know, had more possession. They were trying stuff, but we were frustrating them in front of goal. It was powder puff stuff. Not really much in front of goal from them. 38th minute, Benfica work the ball into the box, slides the ball into space for the attacker, who gets a shot off on the turn, easy for Butland as it was right at him. Goldson slides in and their attacker goes down and rolls around like he was chopped. There was a quick VAR check as the play went on, but nothing in it at all whatsoever. 40th minute, Sterling robs the defender of the ball near their box on the right side at the touchline, drives it into the box, a small tug and he falls. There was claims for a penalty, but there was nothing much in it, so quite rightly not given the 42nd minute, there was a corner for Benfica on the right. Suter ends up headering it onto his outstretched arm as he was jumping. It went goalbound and a great save for Butland and eventually cleared. 43rd minute, it was another big save from Butland's foot after the ball was crossed in from the right to the left and turns and shoots. However, there was a very, very, very long VAR check on the 45th minute. I do not know why it taken so long to even initiate it, and a penalty was eventually given for that handball a couple of minutes before. I am absolutely lost with the handball rule now, because it was quite clear from certainly one of the angles, maybe not so clear in one of the other angles, but one of the angles clearly showing Suter heading the ball onto his own arm. Now, from my understanding, is that shouldn't have been a penalty. I don't know whether the rules have changed, the referee's gone rogue and decided to give it, or if the referee only seen the one angle where it was questionable if it hit his head first or not. I am not too sure. It would be absolutely abysmal if VAR has only showed one angle. That's the whole point of VAR, you show several angles, but who knows? It was a joke of a decision. Up steps Benfica on the 47th minute, and it was a slow penalty down the middle, and it had Butland diving the wrong way. Obviously, because of the check, there was 5 minutes of injury time at this point in the first half. And lo and behold, we end up putting it in the back of the net again on the 49th minute to make it 2-1, and it was Sterling that scored. There was a long ball into the Benfica box. Their keeper comes out, completely wipes out Goldson as he was punching the ball. It was not cleared by the defender, knocked out to Silva, who puts a cross in. It was dummied by one of our players, I think it might have been Tavernier. Sterling comes charging through and he ends up tapping it into the net. There was a VAR check again for offside for the player who dummied it, but he wasn't interfering. I don't think he even touched it in the first place anyway. Again, I know that VAR checks every single goal. However, there seemed to be a big delay in when we were notified there was a VAR check happening. I don't know what was up with VAR tonight. They were very lethargic at their decisions and making the decisions as well. But regardless of that, the goal stood. We went into halftime 2-1. Absolutely brilliant. And especially considering as much as we were on the back foot for a lot of it, we were very, very solid in defence and standing up to it. Into the second half though, it was more of the same. Arguably, Benfica had maybe more of the possession. We never really done much up front. We had a couple of fleeting chances here and there, but it came to nothing. Tavernier in the 50th minute lays it off to Diamandé on the bounce, who turns and shoots. Decent effort, but right at the keeper. 56th minute, there was a corner from the left from Benfica to the middle of the edge of the box. Their player takes it to the right of the box, and it was a short cross across our goal and out. 61st minute, Lawrence to Silva on the edge of the box. Silva drives it to the left side, has a shot forced and a save from the keeper out for the corner. That was one of the few chances we had, and you could just see it coming for maybe about 15 minutes. You could see the goal coming for Benfica. They were putting a lot of pressure on. They got the goal, but it wasn't the way we thought it was going to be, because it was an absolute shambolic goal from our point of view. 67th minute, Goldson. Yes, Connor Goldson scored an OG to make it 2-2. It was a long free kick from the right into the middle of our box. Goldson scores an absolute peach of a header. We wanted him to do that up the other end, but just lack of communication whatsoever. He didn't need to touch the ball at all, because it was either going wide or Butland was getting it. I just don't know what he was thinking whatsoever. It's not the first time he's done that, especially in Europe. And this is the annoying thing. He had been solid all night. And I'd actually just not long before that, I was texting Dave and I was praising Tavernier and Goldson for being so solid tonight after all the criticism I give them. And then Goldson does what he normally does. He's solid and he gives away a clanger. It's not good enough at all at this level. We cannot rely on defenders who do that all the time. But anyway, there was a big chance from Benfica just after that in the 69th minute. Carved us right open. It was a cutback on the deck on the right-hand side. Di Maria shanks it wide, quite fortunately. 76th minute, probably about 10 minutes too late, when we finally made substitutions. Dessers, Lawrence, Sterling off. Roof, Jack and Cole McKinnon on. It was quite clear before they scored the goal, we were very, very leggy. The players had run themselves into the ground. We cannot fault them at all for that performance, but it was quite clear they were leggy. We needed substitutions. Maybe that caused a bit of issues and maybe why they scored the goal, I'm not too sure. But maybe the one fault I can pick from the management tonight is that it should have been done earlier. 82nd minute, Benfica had a corner from the right. They were going for goal and Butland managed to put it over the bar for another corner. 84th minute, Diomande off, Raskin on. And to round out the game, 90th minute, Silva off and McCausland on. And that's how the game ended up. So disappointing the way we lost the goals, but that said, they scored from a penalty that arguably should never have been given and an OG. Yes, Butland had a few very, very good saves, but we largely frustrated them, and that was the positive thing. They never scored from open play despite all that possession and all those chances and all those corners, so you've got to look at the positives that way. It's going to be a different kettle of fish next week though, because they're not going to have a tetchy crowd on their back. They're going to have near 50,000 Rangers fans on their back, and we know how hostile the atmosphere at Ibrox can be. Other teams in Europe have found that over the last few years as well. That can only prove a positive. Ultimately, the result tonight being 2-2, the game tonight is meaningless. It's a one-shot winner-takes-all next week, so it's going to be very interesting to see. However, we've got another very, very big and important game coming up on Sunday. Obviously, in the Scottish Cup, away against Hibs. That's a 17:45 kick-off. So, all to play for there. A lot of leggy players out there, so hopefully we can get some players back from injury, get players rested, put out a good performance, get through to the next round, and we'll see what we can do in the next round against Benfica as well. So Dave and I will be recording another podcast tomorrow night, so that'll be out on either the early hours of Saturday morning or at some point on Saturday as well. So all that's left to say is thanks for listening and goodbye.